call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. We will be opening up the phone lines in a little bit. I know we've got some people calling in, but we do have a special guest that's going to be on with us tonight. And so we're going to be talking about something here dealing with Hurricane Dorian and some other issues regarding that here at the start. But I do hope you'll stay tuned and tell a friend and stay tuned here this evening. Let's go ahead and open our program this evening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. Bless the program. Use it for your glory this evening. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to somebody. Help us to point people to Christ that are searching. And then also, Lord, we do pray that you'd help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. Father, we thank you that we can put our faith in Christ and have the forgiveness of sin. And then when we do get saved, we know that we can look to you for guidance and direction in our walk with you. So bless the program tonight. Use it for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Reminder again. Check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I hope you'll check us out there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And we do have our YouTube broadcast going there. And if you want to find us on YouTube, I believe the best way probably right now is to find us by just simply typing in, go to YouTube and search for Live with Pastor Al. You can find our programs there. You can also see some of our church services from the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we'd love to have you download or at least watch some of those on YouTube. And so we're trying to accumulate some things there so we can start up a channel for the Live with Pastor Al. And let's see, what else do I want to mention? Of course, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and invite you to visit us if you're in northeastern Ohio. If you're here in the area and you don't have a church, you're looking for a church that preaches the Bible, and I hope you check us out sometime if you're traveling through the area. We're located midway between Akron and Cleveland. Right there in northern Summit County in Richfield, right where the Ohio Turnpike, that's Interstate 80 and Interstate 77 cross. We're right there meeting in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We meet in the meeting room there. And I want to let you know, two weeks from now is our church anniversary Sunday, and I hope you'll be able, if you've been looking at visiting us sometime, hope you might consider coming out and visiting us. That's 2 weeks from today, and that's, September 15th, I believe that is. On Sunday, we have special music with our friend Eric Howitt. Some of our listeners know him well, and then we'll have a special special dinner following the morning service, and then Brother Eric is going to be singing for us in the afternoon, and then we'll just have some time of fellowship and enjoying some of the leftovers, and we won't have our regular evening service on September the 15th. So do pray for us about that, and if you're thinking about visiting sometime, be great time to come out and visit, enjoy some fine food and fellowship, as well as some of the music with Eric Howitt for our church anniversary service on Sunday, September 15th, starting about 11 o'clock is our morning worship service. And so I hope you'll be able to do that if you're able. Well, I want to get into our program here tonight. And if you've been watching the news, Hurricane Dorian is wandering around in the Atlantic Ocean. It achieved a Category 5 hurricane status this afternoon, and it is now considered one of the most powerful hurricanes to come through that part of the Atlantic. They were saying, I read somewhere that they were saying it's about it's tied for number two in terms of strong Atlantic storms. And so hopefully it'll stay out in the ocean and move off in the Atlantic. But it is pummeling the Bahamas right now. If you know anybody that's down in that part of the area, pray for them. It's went right over top of Abaco Island, island there, and a lot of storm damage there. So do pray for that area. And of course, the wind and the rain and everything along the Atlantic coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, probably even Virginia, even if it doesn't go out, even if it doesn't make landfall on the continental United States, but just goes up into the Atlantic, this storm is so large that they've got tropical storm force winds extending over 150 miles, I think about 180 miles out from the center. And so a lot of damage is going to take place even just from that, a lot of flooding and things. And with that in mind, we have our friend, Brother Alan Jenkins, who is with us today on the radio. He represents Nehemiah's Network, which is a disaster relief organization. And we have Brother Jenkins on the phone with us. And Brother Jenkins, are you there? All right. Brother Jenkins, are you there? Hello. Oh, there we are. Got you now. Well, Brother Jenkins, okay. You're one of those guys that it seems like only talk to you when there's something bad going on. But I'm glad to hear from you tonight, though. And what is Nehemiah's Network?
Nehemiah's Network is a church supply center. Mm-hmm. We help new church starts and churches that are established that have need of supplies that we get into our warehouse. And primarily right now we've been working with the disaster relief in the United States. We help during these crises, these disasters, hurricanes, fires, floodings, and we take truckloads of materials to the spot. We develop work teams to go into an area to help clean up and rebuild. We have a work team right now still in Panama City, Florida, that is finishing up a roof on a church there. They finally settled with the insurance company. That's almost a year afterwards.
Oh, yeah, from the hurricanes last year.
Yeah, and so that church should have their roof on here within a few days, hopefully. This storm won't get over that way.
Right. Well, and I guess right now they're still not 100% sure where it's going to go. I saw one of the computer models still had it coming into Florida. One of them you had going into Florida and then kind of doing a loop and then back out again. And another one had it arcing into Florida near Jacksonville and then up into Georgia. But even so, there's going to be some flooding and especially in the low-lying coastal areas there along the southeastern part of the United States. And when you go into an area, how do you go into an area? How do you know where to go and how to get these supplies to the people that have need?
Well, what we do is once we have figured out where the most damage is we try to locate a church there that will mm-hmm. work with us. And once that has been settled, then we get truckloads of materials down to them. And after that, then we try to get some work teams in also to try to help with the cleanup and repairs. But the key thing is getting the word out, which I appreciate you helping us with that. That people would bring in supplies and donations so that we can get the materials bought. And this one here, we've had enough warning on this, and there's always that possibility that, and we hope that this will stay out on the ocean.
Right.
But, even if it does, we still can keep the materials loaded up in the warehouse. That way we're ready when another disaster comes. But, you know, we got a head start on this one here and trying to get, you know, the word out. We have asked churches to announce it this morning that we're collecting items and donations. And hopefully those will start coming in this week. And once we figure out where the storm hits, and then I'll be working the phones, trying to get a church in that area that maybe has not gotten damaged, and they might have like a gymnasium, enough room that they can set up a kind of a supply center where we can take it in and work with
it. Well, what's the advantage or benefit for going and working with a church like that?
Well, you know, we always try to find a church of like faith, you know, that we can go in and not have some barriers there, because we do present the gospel. We pass out King James, John, and Romans. And, you know, though it doesn't hinder us from, you know, if we can't find a church, you know, like that, we'll still try to work with another church just to try to help people. But the advantage is that we can go in and we can openly pray with people and share the gospel, and you know, and just try to reach out and help people. And you know, that's to me, that's the biggest advantage. We've had people saved. As we've talked with them back during the hurricane that hit Houston, Texas, I remember there was a lady who stopped in and talked to the pastor and said that she did not have any damage, but she heard the church was giving away supplies, which Nehemiah's Network was trucking the supplies to that church. And she said, "I would like to help out." And, of course, she spoke Spanish. And there's a lot of Spanish-speaking people in that area. And so the pastor said, "Sure, you can come in and help us." And by the end of the week, she got saved.
Amen. That's great.
And then within about a month or so, her husband got saved. So there are people that really, you know, that really get saved during crisis like this. And it also helps the church that once people start to get back on their feet and they decide that they want to look for a church, and then they'll go to that church that helped them, that gave those supplies out.
So, in other words, in the midst of all of the you know, what would is really tragedy and tragic circumstances for a lot of people, you're actually having an opportunity to show the love of Christ, and not just not just you know, spiritual, you know, like the Bible says, go and be warm, but you don't do anything for them. You're actually helping them out. So that sounds like a great plan.
It does give us a lot of opportunity to minister and and to you know, reach out and show people the love of Christ.
Right. Now, you had mentioned before about gathering supplies, gathering materials that you can load on trucks to take down to these areas. If somebody's listening right now and they thought, I'd really like to be able to help out, you know, I know people in that area and I'd like to be able to help out, what would be the best thing for them to do?
Well, the best thing would be to either get the supplies and drop them off at the warehouse, which I can give you the address for that. It's 4488 West 160th in Cleveland, Ohio. Or they could drop them off at our church, our home church, Columbia Road Baptist Church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio. Or they could call me, 440-781-0209. Or they could just visit our website if they wanted to make a donation. There's a place there on the website, columbiaroad.org, that they could donate to, and we would be getting the materials. We're getting ready to get a big order put into Sam's first part of this week. A lot of people from different, you know, I have a church in Houston, Texas that called me yesterday and that they were sending some money, so we're going to be buying some supplies for them.
Well, and I was going to say the warehouse that you have out there, and it's out there in the west side of Cleveland. Of course, the church is there in North Olmsted, and it's pretty easy to get to. We'll get your phone number and all that information out again before we close out. And I did want to apologize to those that are watching on YouTube. I've got word that unfortunately that Brother Jenkins isn't being heard on YouTube. I assume everybody on the radio is hearing fine. I hope that's the case. I don't know. I tried to mess with a couple of things to see if I can boost you for YouTube, but I got a thing over there. I'm hoping it's plugged in all the way.
Technology is very
yeah. As I was just checking my wires here, and I got one plug over here, and I guess everything's plugged in on my end. So I don't know what's going on. Usually we've tried this YouTube broadcast, and we've been plagued with having the audio coming in being too loud so that everything is garbled that people are hearing. In theory, everything I'm hearing in my headset, and you're coming in fine, should be going out over the air the same way, and people say that. But then it's the same thing that's going into my headset's going into my computer to go out over YouTube, and unfortunately people aren't hearing you there, but we'll get that information up anyways, and we'll have that posted where people find it. But we'll just pray that people who are looking will be able to find you. How's that? So
that sounds good. I do want to say that you've had many people call in and before, and either send donations or call and drop some stuff off. And
yeah,
I want to I appreciate all the help that has been given in the past, because we seem to have these every year now.
Well, and it's not just hurricanes for people that are listening, which is always one of the reasons why I like to have you on, because we use some disaster that's going on it makes me think about it, and then we're praying about it, and it gives an opportunity to help raise up prayer support and supplies for the current disaster. But you alluded to earlier in our program, you alluded to other things that you go to. It's not just hurricanes and things. You've been to some pretty noteworthy events in different parts of the states, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done the Florida, or I'm sorry, the West Virginia flooding a few years ago. We did the Detroit water crisis, and we took several truckloads of water up there to Flint, Michigan during that situation, which is somewhat still going on a little bit, but we've had opportunity to minister in other areas of disasters.
And I know you've been to a number of tornado sites when they've had some, areas that had suffered horrendous damage. Practically whole towns wiped out in some cases from tornadoes and such. And again, a way to show the love of Jesus in a very practical fashion. And then while ministering to the physical needs of people, you're able to minister to their spiritual needs as well at a time, oftentimes where they're ready to listen.
Amen.
That's so, right.
Go ahead. I do want to mention that this, as powerful as this storm is, if this does hit land at the rate that it's going right now, that is about the same strength that Hurricane Michael was that hit the Panhandle Panama City, and,
right,
Mexico City. And I've never seen, out of all the tornadoes, hurricanes that I've done, I've never seen the kind of wind damage that I did down there last year. So it's just horrific.
Yeah, well, the weather... I was going to say the Weather Underground site right now is saying that Dorian is tied with the Labor Day hurricane of 1935 in the Florida Keys as the most powerful landfalling Atlantic hurricane by wind speed. And there's different ways of measuring the strength. Some of them, you know, they go by the millibars, you know, how low the pressure is in the center of the storm. And it, just to give people some perspective, and again, I'm looking at some things here from Weather Underground. They had the first landfall on Great Abaco Island, which is in the Bahamas, at Elbow Cay. And then as it crossed over the water again, it made another landfall at Marsh Harbor. And in both cases, the top wind speeds were 185 miles an hour. And they're saying there's power out, you know, lines are down, roofs torn off from buildings, cars flipped over, blown around, and just a huge amount of damage there. And I know you're not, you know, doing international relief efforts. Maybe Lord bless one day you'd be able to do that. But even so, we need to pray for these people, don't we?
Amen. I do work with an outfit called Operation Renewed Hope,
mm-hmm.
and they do the international disasters.
So
we're kind of working together.
All right. So if people do feel led to help out, even if it doesn't do much here in the United States, they can help out and be helping the people in the Bahamas then, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's very good to know. And again, you know, I think people need to pray. And certainly far less damage if the storm stays out to sea and moves off into the Atlantic and kind of it weakens as it goes further north into the cooler waters. But in the meanwhile, you know, this is a chance where God's people should pray one for another and do what we can to show the love of Jesus. Got about 5 minutes or so to go here, Brother Jenkins, before we come to an end of the half hour here. And I do want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing a bit about the ministry there. Give out that contact information again, if you would, please.
Okay, my phone number is 440-781-0209. The warehouse address is 4488 West 160th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. Our church address is 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio, 44070. That's the Columbia Road Baptist Church. The website is Columbia Road, www.columbiaroad.org. And right on the front page there, you'll see a place where you can click on for donations and so forth.
And that also tells what kind of things that you're looking for, doesn't it?
We're looking for canned goods, toiletry items, cleaning supplies, shovels, those types of things, rakes, things mm-hmm. that help in cleaning up, any kind of paper products, plates, cups, silverware, dry food. Those kinds of things would be very helpful to the people there.
Well, I'm sure you can always use money as well, can't you?
Yes.
Because, you know, your truck's going down. You got to buy fuel, don't you?
Yeah, we do have to pay for the truck's transportation down.
Well, Brother Jenkins, we'll be praying for you and Nehemiah's Network and the work that you're doing there. I know people will be praying for those in the path of Hurricane Dorian and even those who have been, impacted by this hurricane already. This is time where we can make a difference, isn't it?
Amen. I appreciate all that people do.
All right, if this thing makes landfall, and like I said, they don't know exactly what it's going to do, but if it should take a turn and make a hard, direct hit, on the United States southeastern coastline around there. It's going to have severe impact, and we'll perhaps be able to chat about it a little bit more. But hopefully, prayerfully, it'll move north. It'll pick up steam and head out into the North Atlantic cooler waters, and the system will dissipate and just turn into a basically a low-pressure system with a lot of rain and wind, and that'd be about all that'd be left of it. But in the meanwhile, we need to pray, and pray, folks, pray for Pastor Jenkins and the Nehemiah's Network, and I got enough time, I could get you that information out again, if you would, please.
Okay. If you want to call me, my number's 440-781-0209. The warehouse address is 4488 West 160th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. You can drop stuff off also at the church, Columbia Road Baptist Church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio, 44070. And you can go to our website and donate if you'd like, www.columbiaroad.org. There's also a list of supplies there that you can see what can be brought in.
Oh, I appreciate that, Brother Jenkins. And again, for all of our listeners, and most everybody listening probably knows of somebody or has some contact in that southeastern part of the United States that's potentially going to be impacted by this storm. Certainly, if not this storm, there's others. And I know you like to have things on hand so that you can respond quickly. And then, of course, there's, you know, just the supplying for helping churches get established. If a church is getting rid of some chairs and tables rather than throw them out, they can provide them as well, can't they?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Yeah.
I just took a bunch of stuff to Saturday.
Yeah, so this is something that we can help out in many ways. But Brother Alan Jenkins, I want to thank you for being with us and encourage our listeners to contact you and to do what you can to help out with what's going on with Hurricane Dorian. We're coming up on a break. Stay tuned. We got another half hour to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Here on AM 1220, The Word, I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. And we're live on the air right now. We had a special guest in the last half hour, Alan Jenkins of the Nehemiah's Network, and I'll get some of that information up online, collecting supplies and preparing as soon as they know where to go to help those impacted by Hurricane Dorian. But we're going to get to our callers here in this half hour. We've got some people who've been waiting patiently. If you'd like to give us a call tonight and come on the air with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening with your questions about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word. Just a reminder, of course, that we're brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church. That's my home church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. I have more information on that at the end of the program. Certainly invite you to come out and visit us. Also brought to you tonight by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you've never been to East Coast Pizza, let them know. Mention Live with Pastor Al. You can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5 if you're a first-time customer. And that's East Coast Pizza. Call for pickup or delivery. 216-341-9100, located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. All right, we're going to get back to our program, back to our calls here now, and we have Terry, who's been waiting patiently for us here tonight. And Terry, welcome to the program this evening.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. Welcome. Thank you for waiting. I appreciate that.
That's okay. That's a very important message I had to talk about.
Yeah, and you know, God's people ought to do what they can to help out in times of need, shouldn't they?
So that's right.
Yes, I'm.
Maybe Lord allows things like that to happen just for so that we, as Christians, will do that.
Well, and you know, we're supposed to show the love of Christ when we can, and sometimes during those times, just like during times of illness, sometimes people that are, they're too busy, they don't see a need, and they don't want to pay attention to the gospel message. But in some times when there's some physical need, whether it's health or going through a disaster, they start to think about the Lord, and God can get their attention better during some of those times. And I'm sure in light of eternity, if somebody gets to heaven, the fact that they lost, had their car damaged by a falling tree or roof blown off their house or something like that is nothing compared to their thankfulness that they, through that situation, found Christ as their Savior, and they're in heaven today. I'm sure that's things of this world. We were talking about a song at church today. The things of this world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Glory and grace.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, good song.
Good song. I love that song.
Yes.
I've been doing a little bit of studying this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been studying quite a bit actually for quite a while now, but. I've been studying exegesis, hermeneutics,
right,
and eisegesis.
Yeah, and what I was going to say for people, when you think about exegesis and eisegesis, kind of a way to think about it is: are you reading things you know, going to the Bible to try and find things, you know, to, you know, like, let's say that you have a thought and you're going to the Bible to kind of prove it or disprove it, or are you reading the Bible and allowing the Bible to just speak to you as you're reading it? Both of them have their advantages in terms of types of study, but they also have, you know, things to guard against, because, like, with exegesis, I'll get this backwards. Eisegesis, where you go into the Bible to find something. Sometimes people go to the Bible with a preconceived notion, and they just go in there to prove their preconceived notion, and that can be a problem. And
they end up taking it out of context.
Exactly.
Exegesis and hermeneutics is similar.
Yes. And it's ways of interpreting the scriptures and ways of learning from it. And exegesis really is good in the sense that when you read the Bible, and I encourage people, if they've not started a regular plan of Bible reading, to do so. And before you read, because people say, well, it's too difficult, I get confused, I don't know what it's saying, I always encourage people to pray and ask God to help you, because, you know, He is the author. We have the advantage. We can ask the author to help us understand what he meant. And if we know Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit in us is going to bring us to a knowledge of the truth and an understanding. If we do not know Christ as our Savior, well, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God will work in our heart, help us to see that we need Christ as our Savior, won't it?
Yeah, and one word changes everything. Like for instance, I've been studying Calvinism.
Uh-huh.
And one of the biggest things is that they have a problem with this is elect.
Yes.
You know, they take that out of context. It was talking to the Jews in Romans 11,
mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10, 11. A lot of those chapters were talking about... Look, Paul was talking about the elect, which was Jews. It had nothing to do with the Gentiles.
Well, and also part of the problem that people need to understand with Calvinism, and it's good to talk about this because it really is growing in influence, and a lot of good people think that if you believe in eternal security, you must be at least a one-point Calvinist or something like that, and reality is different. I look at it as a triangle, not a continuum, you know, like with Calvinism and eternal security on one side and Arminianism and the idea that you can lose your salvation on the other end of the spectrum, and we're all somewhere in between that. That's kind of, you know, just you're one or the other. You're somewhere toward one end or the other. And I would always have said at the time when I was younger, I must be at least a weak Calvinist because I believed in eternal security. But the fact of the matter is the biblical position is different than both Calvinism and Arminianism. It's a biblical position. Both Calvin and Arminius were men who had difficulty with certain passages. And so they kind of leaned to their own understanding to try and sort them out. And as a consequence, they developed a system of theology, and then they forced all the square pegs into round holes when they found something that didn't quite fit. And
the scripture also says, or Paul actually says, if any man teaches another gospel which we have preached, let him be accursed.
Yeah.
So in a sense, because they say that you know, God and only He's already got His chosen elected.
Yeah, and what you mean by that, what we're talking about there, what they're saying literally is that, and a lot of Calvinists don't realize, but if they think about it, what they're saying is God created a certain number of people to populate heaven and a certain number of people to populate hell. And if you're created for the purpose of populating heaven, then you're going to get saved. You have no choice in the matter because that's what God created you to do, and you will do it. Irresistible grace. And if you're created to populate hell, then no amount of gospel is ever going to affect you. You're never going to get saved because you were created so that on Judgment Day, the Great White Throne Judgment in Revelation chapter 20, where the dead, the small and the greater, stand before God and their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Fire, they're going to be cast into hell for not believing something that they were created not to believe so that they can be tormented for all eternity and fulfill the purpose for which God created them. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
When I first heard this, the first thing that came out of my mouth when I started hearing about this elect was why go out and preach? Why go out and win this when God's already got his elected, already chosen?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
John 3:16. You know, this would make God a liar because in God 3:16 it says God so loved the world he gave his own begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Whosoever believes in him, not just a few.
Well, and see the problem that the Calvinists have. Remember, I said they try to put a square peg in a round hole, so they have to start to. Shaving and working on that peg to make it fit. And so they do this. They say God is not willing that, for whosoever of the elect, see how they put that in there? It's not written there. It's not in the Bible, but they put that in there. They read it that way. God is not, John 3:16, for whosoever of the elect shall call upon the name, I'm conflating that with another verse. I'm sorry. I'm looking at something else here that I want to move to. John 3:16, let me get it straight. John 3:16, for whosoever believeth in the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm sorry. Go ahead and say that for me. I'm getting all tongue-tied here for me.
Well, here, God so loved the world.
Yes, the only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not,
should not perish, but only the elect shall not perish. But it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. If you and please forgive me, I had not much sleep last night, and I'm trying to I'm messing up a basic verse there. But what I'm saying is, they say that whosoever the elect, you know, it makes no sense at all. And for God so loved the world of the elect that, you know, and let me move over to one here, and this is where I wanted to go to, and this is what's kind of messing me up here, is Romans 10:13, which is one of my favorite verses too, where he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And again, they put that word elect in there. For whosoever of the elect shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And again, that one makes no sense either, because think about it. If Calvinism is correct, then all of the elect will call upon the name of the Lord. And actually, according to Calvinism, they'll call upon the name of the Lord after they've been saved, because they teach that if somebody is unsaved, they can't get saved, they can't believe until God saves them. Then after he saves them, then they believe. They've got the cart before the horse there. And as we were saying there in John 3:16, as I was so wrapping it around and misquoting it, when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, they're basically saying, for God so loved the world of the elect that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever of the elect are saved should believe in him and not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, they have to change the meaning of these verses. And like I said, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call by the name of the Lord shall be saved, would make no sense because the elect will. So why would you say for whosoever the elect shall call upon the name of the Lord? Because they all will. It makes no sense, does it? And let me give you another one here, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, where God very plainly says through Peter, the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to write The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the Calvinist says, not willing that any of the elect should perish, but that all of the elect should come to repentance.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense.
No, either. Makes no sense either, because all of the elect will come to repentance. Yeah. Otherwise, it makes it sound like some of the elect might not, and that, of course, is the undoing of Calvinism. See, Calvinism basically elevates God's will to the point that the way that God knows everything that's going to take place is because God has written in advance everything that's going to take place. He's foreordained everything that's going to take place. That's how he knows it's going to take place. And if you have the ability to exercise your will, then that's a threat to God's sovereignty. And so God is no longer sovereign. And so then he can't be God. Well, what they've done is they've made God small. Because God gave us a free will because he wanted us to choose to love him. He wanted us to choose to obey him. He wanted us to choose to follow him, not to have to be forced to do those things. And the problem is, if somebody is created with no choice, then it's just like programming your computer to every time you turn it on for your computer to say, I love you. I think you're, you know, the greatest thing. I worship you. You know, it becomes meaningless because it's programmed. It has no choice but to say that. And
that's a perfect example of, you know, if any man preaches another gospel, like I was saying earlier, you know, let him be accursed.
Yeah.
You know, This is a cursive thing.
Yeah. Well, and here's a good verse, and I know I've got another caller yet waiting to get to here, running out of time quickly here, but this is a good subject. It's important. In the Gospels, in the Gospel of Luke, for instance, Jesus is looking at Jerusalem, and he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets, this is Luke 13:34, and stonest them that are sent unto thee. He says this, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Now the Calvinist says nobody can go contrary to God's will, but here's Jesus saying they're going contrary to his will. Because when he says, how often would I have gathered thy children together, he's saying this is my will. How often my will was to gather thy children together. And then he says, ye would not, meaning ye willed not to. So there is a conflict between God's will and man's will right there. And Jesus is upbraiding them because they were not cooperating with his will. That's because he gave us free will. To have free will, we have to have the ability to choose to obey as well as the ability to choose not to obey. And David Hunt wrote a great book on Calvinism. It's a great book, easy to read. I can't think of the title right now, but if you just Google David Hunt or Dave Hunt and Calvinism, I'm sure you can find it pretty easily. So, well, Terry, I want to appreciate or thank you for bringing that up tonight. I appreciate that. That's a great thing we need to talk about more and probably will. But I want to jump to our last caller here before I run out of time, if you don't mind. So,
yep, okay.
All right, appreciate that, Terry. I'm sure we'll be talking in the future. So thank you very much for the call. And you are listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy waiting patiently for us as well. Nancy, I want to thank you for holding as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a real joy to hear Pastor Alan Jenkins about the Nehemiah Network, which our church, Bible Baptist Temple, we support
right.
That charity also. Because, you know, some of these charities, you don't know if the money or whatever you donate is really going to go to the source. But we know that the Nehemiah Network is a very legitimate, program.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I would mention, too, that if somebody has questions about it, all they have to do is go to the church and they can set up a tour of the, I'm sure they can set up a tour of the facilities and they can see exactly what they're doing.
That's great. And then also, I'm very much looking forward to. Now, I was going to call you about something else, but I don't have enough time for us to cover that. I'm very much looking forward to your anniversary Sunday. I've had it marked on my calendar.
Oh, yes. We look forward to having you come, Nancy.
Oh, I love it. It's wonderful. And that Eric Howard, he's such a good singer, and he gives such good little testimonies in between his hymns. You know, it's not just him singing songs, but he gives so many good testimonies. It's very, very inspiring. And then also tonight at our church, we had Pastor John Lutz came and preached. It was such a blessing. And
yeah, I'd heard that he was going to be out there because his church has, first Sunday of the month, they have a dinner following their morning service, and they don't have their evening service. So he was able to be out there with you folks.
And then also Pastor James Maletti was there with his wife.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I've heard Pastor Maletti pinch hit, you know, substitute for Pastor John Lutz. And I remember that name because he gave such good messages to substitute for Pastor John Lutz. So we were sort of kidding around, you know, since Pastor John Lutz comes on at 1 o'clock on Friday, and then you come on at 1:30, and Pastor Annie's on at 2. So we were thinking, all we need here is Pastor Al.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah, I know Pastor Lutz calls that the Baptist trifecta. Every Friday afternoon here on AM 1220, The Word, Pastor Lutz is on at 1 o'clock, as you said. I'm on at 1:30 for half an hour, and then Pastor Rusnacko is on at 2 o'clock for another half an hour. So it's an hour and a half of good programming. I encourage people to check that out. I was going to say, Brother Maletti has filled in for me on Friday afternoons as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I have heard him. But I remembered that name.
Yeah, and
so
some of...
And so easy to understand, and just, you know, and when I was, you know, introducing myself to him, and he says, Pastor James Maletti, I said, oh, you're the one that pinch hits for, I'm sorry, I didn't remember that he pinch
hits
for you, but I know he substituted for Pastor John Lutz.
Yeah, and let me give you another fact about Brother Maletti. A lot of people remember the old Coliseum, the old Richfield Coliseum. You know whose dad built that? Mm-hmm. Brother Maletti's dad built that.
Really?
As a young man, he was there on opening day when Frank Sinatra opened the old Richfield Coliseum.
Oh,
and God reached into his life and graciously saved him. He started reading the Bible. He didn't have any church background. I believe his dad, he said, is an atheist. And he thought, you know, the Bible is a well-known book. I'd at least look at it. So he picked up a Bible, I think, at a secondhand store or something, had it on his bedside. He'd lay there in bed, you know, getting ready to go to sleep, and he'd just reading through it. And, well, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God got a hold of his heart.
Amen.
He got saved. His wife got saved. And God has been blessing. And, you know, amazing. He came from, you know, very, very well-to-do background. And yet God reached right in there and convicted him.
Interesting. He built it. You know, before I was saved, I remember I went to hear the Beach Boys at the old Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And that was quite, you know, but I'm not interested in that kind of thing.
Well, growing up in Richfield, I worked a year at the Coliseum too, so as an usher, so back in the late 70s. But that's
okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Al. I really enjoyed, while I was waiting, I really enjoyed listening to the show. Terry is always so interesting, and he has a good knowledge of the Bible.
And he's dedicating himself to studying and reading it. So
yes, he's
But yeah, one of these days we got to get Brother Maletti on here in the evening so he can share a few things about his testimony, because it's a tremendous testimony. For those that are interested, if you go online and you Google Cleveland Baptist Church James Maletti testimony, I think you'll be able to find his testimony online.
Okay.
But that's something we should do sometime, get him on the air here on a Friday night for our evening listeners to be able to hear that, because it is amazing what God did in the life of him and his wife. Just amazing. But Nancy,
thank you
so much for calling
thank
in you. Tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you at our anniversary service.
September 15th.
So,
thank you.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling. And again, I want to thank you for listening to us tonight. And we're about out of time here this evening. Join us next time. And like I said, Friday afternoon at 1:30 and then next Sunday night at 1 o'clock or at 11 o'clock. But God bless. Have a great Labor Day.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station.